Now, back to the Bob Morning Show, brought to you by DJ's Home Services.
Total Country Bob FM.
It is almanac time. Train whistle. It's Friday.
Do you think that maybe they still have some openings, a talent show coming up this weekend? Maybe is there anybody doing the train whistle for the talent show?
Huh. I don't think there's train whistle or kazoo at this point.
I know some people have been in the talent contest, and I would say that somebody doing the train whistle would probably have a chance if those people are in it.
I would think they would have a chance.
I got a steer for you. All right, did you sort out the phone situation?
No. I have somebody coming to repair it.
Okay. All right, that's good to know.
If I knew, there's some way, I'm sure, a way I can go in the back room and find a way to reset everything, but, you know, I don't know how to do that, and I'm not going to learn today, so I got other things to do.
I want to thank Chris from the waffle place, the waffle chicks next to us. My breakfast
Chris
today,
a good man.
Compliments of them. I went with the breakfast waffle on a stick, which has the sausage wrapped in the waffle, deep fried, then a little maple syrup drizzle on top. Very good. It's a great way to start the day. You get your waffles and you get a little protein in there as well. Monday I'll have the scotch egg on Monday.
I don't think they're really deep fried. They kind of cook them in their waffle irons.
Well, yeah, they're not deep fried. No, it's like in a waffle iron.
Yes,
but
yes.
A round waffle iron. Yes,
yes.
I misspoke.
Yeah, it's on
everything
a stick.
Else. It's easy to say. You
yes.
say something is deep fried, you got an 85% chance here at the fair of saying that. That's
least.
How that's prepared, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's. A lot of oil.
Let's get into the almanac here today. Today is Friday, August 30th, 243rd day of the year. We're going to start 1967 here today.
Well, I'm certain that there's no possible reason that I could have to not adequately represent this government, which is, after all, my government, just as it is all of our government.
Well, thank you, Judge Marshall.
Thank
Any
you,
other
sir.
Questions from the committee?
Yes, that is Thurgood Marshall, the famous Thurgood Marshall. He was confirmed on this date. Thurgood Marshall, first black justice on the U.S. Supreme Court, 1967. I wonder what he would think of what's gone with the court here, with the, talking about packing the court, talking about changing and limiting the terms and all this other stuff, trying to get political influence on the Supreme Court. I would think that he'd probably be against it.
I would think.
But he's not here to answer those questions. So that was pretty historic, this date, 1967. When it comes to Minnesota sports, this was a big day back in 87. I remember this vividly, watching these games on TV as the Twins were in Milwaukee.
He is 5-for-5 with an RBI single, solo homer, single to right, double to left center, and double to right. Well hit. Way back. Oh, touch them all, Kirby Puckett. What a game. His second home run, 6-for-6, and he has 10 hits in his last 11 bats. Oh, 6-for-6 for Kirby Puckett.
And John Gordon on the call there. John Gordon, touch them all, Puckett. What a weekend. I mean, he went 4-for-5 the night before and then 6-for-6. And earlier in that same game, that was Dan Plesac, by the way, for the Brewers, who kind of hung a breaking ball. And Puckett took it the opposite way. But earlier in that game, Puckett stole a grand slam from Robin Yount.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And
guy was a pretty good player.
Yeah, he was.
Made an impact.
We knew we had something special. It was about a month left in the season. Twins were right there with Kansas City leading the division, and we knew we had the potential to do something special. Who knew, though, that that was going to end in a World Series, though, in 87? I think everybody just assumed they were going to bow down to the mighty Tigers
yes.
and Sparky and Kirk
yes.
and Jack Morris and
right.
Lou Whitaker and Alan Trammell. But, of course, we had the Metrodome itself had something to say about that, I would say.
It
right?
did. It yeah. did. Well, sweet.
Let's move on to 91.
Topping our news at this hour, doctors at Vanderbilt Medical Center have downgraded singer Dottie West's chances of survival. She was hurt in a car accident Friday night, and today surgeons tried to stop her internal bleeding. West has been given more than 30 units of blood, and doctors fear her heart might not stand the strain much longer.
30 units of blood. Dottie West critically injured in a car accident. She was heading to the Grand Ole Opry. Was it? Didn't she get a? She got a ride from somebody, and they got into an accident, and she had internal injuries, and I think she didn't go to the hospital like right away.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
she ended up dying.
She did not know the severity of those injuries.
No, she died five days later after that accident. The great Dottie West here on the Bob Almanac. 1993, I tuned in for this.
I would like to thank the good folks here at CBS for taking the low-key approach to promoting this show. The Gulf War didn't get this kind of coverage. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a promo. This is the actual show.
David Letterman made his move over to CBS. You know, they didn't give him the Tonight Show, and I think that was perfect because I think that sparked him even more, you know, that kind of humor. I mean, he was even more bitter at NBC, and it wouldn't have been as funny had they given him the Tonight Show. Maybe they knew what they were doing all along to bring the best out of Letterman. He did quite well. He got his own studio. They turned the Ed Sullivan studio basically into his studio, and right. It was a nice long run there for David Letterman.
Tremendous.
Not a big fan of the guy that they replaced him with, but
no.
Letterman, 1993. I don't think there'll ever be another one like him. And he debuted on CBS's State in 1993. How about 1997? First championship of the WNBA crowned this date, 1997, the Houston Rockets. Didn't they win the first four?
The Comets, yes, I believe they
did. I say the Rockets, the Comets.
Yeah, it was a three or four, might have been four, yeah. They were dominant, and then, of course, the Lynx have won four.
Right.
And I don't think anybody else has won four.
I don't think so either. So the Comets.
Pretty impressive.
The Comets defeated the New York Liberty 65-51 this date, 97, the same day.
The princess died in a tragic accident last night. French police say she and her companion, Dodi Al-Fayed, were trying to dodge paparazzi. Their Mercedes crashed at high speed in a tunnel along the River Seine in central Paris. Al-Fayed and the driver were killed instantly. It took more than an hour to cut Diana from the wreckage. She suffered severe chest injuries and died 4 hours later.
Awful, awful, awful. It was this date. It was actually August 31st in Europe because of the time difference. That was her actual date of death, but it was here still the 30th of August here in the States, and we were first learning that Princess Diana had died in that accident. So sad,
right.
Being chased by the paparazzi. And, of course, I think new rules and regulations were kind of put in forth. Guys, lay off a little bit. Everybody wants to get the perfect photo, and it was all based on money. You know, you get the perfect photo, you get thousands of dollars, and it's just so sad they had to somebody had to lose their life from that. And, you know, were they doing the right thing by trying to drive fast through a tunnel? Maybe not. There was, I believe, the driver wasn't Dodi Fayed. I can't remember what the name of the driver was, but Henri Paul. Henri Paul.
Yes.
And I can't remember if it was said that he had been drinking or not. I believe
it seemed
he was.
Like there was some alcohol involved. But
yeah.
Yeah, it was just a terrible situation all the way around. It didn't have to happen.
And let's move from a sad note to kind of a silly note.
I have decided in 2020 to run for president.
Kanye West is actually making good on that promise from
Kanye West said he would run for president. He dipped his toe a little bit in there. He never really did run. I think he ended up he wasn't on any ballots, but I think he did get some write-in votes. And, you know, based on what we have going on now, you know, he'd fit right in.
Well, I have to agree.
Right. He'd fit right in. Let's get him in on the debate. Let's have him moderate the debate. Now, Kanye West 2015. How about 2021?
Leaded petrol has been eliminated, the United Nations has said, with the final stocks used up last month. That announcement on Sunday follows a 19-year campaign by the UN's Environment Programme to eradicate use of the poisonous substance.
It was just 3 years ago Algeria became the last country to stop selling leaded gasoline. Remember going up to the full-service station? Yeah, I'll take $10 regular.
Yes.
The old regular. And we got let out of our gas. We got let out of our gas probably, what, by the 80s?
I was going to say.
Something
by the end of the 80s, yeah.
Yeah, Algeria a little bit behind, and because they had a surplus, they had stockpiles of leaded gas, and they wanted to use it all.
Sure.
And they finally used it all on this date. They got down to the very last drop. What was good to the last drop? Was that Folgers? Maxwell House?
Wasn't it?
Maxwell House, good to the last drop. I'm going to say it was Maxwell House for all the coffee drinkers out there. Yeah. And then same day, 2021.
The U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has insisted it is the right time. The U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has insisted it is the right time to withdraw American troops from Afghanistan, 20 years after they first went in following the 9/11 attacks. President Biden is set to make the formal announcement in a few hours.
This was the date we pulled out of Afghanistan, out of Kabul. It was messy. It didn't go very well.
No. It was not.
From all reports, it was poorly planned, not well executed, and was somewhat embarrassing, I do believe, to the administration.
It was not like the pullout of Iraq. It was way different.
Yeah, yeah, and that's unfortunate. What did we lose? 13 servicemen? 13?
It was bad.
I think it was mishandled. Yes, so that was this day, 2021, a somber note on 2021. Now I got to move on to birthdays now today. You can't be somber, though, when this guy got on the old CB microphone.
Breaker one, might be crazy, but I ain't dumb. Crazy Cooter coming at you. Anybody home on the hazard net?
Yeah, Crazy Cooter. Ben Jones is 83. Remember, he also went to Congress. He represented Georgia in Congress,
yes.
Became a congressman. He was Cooter. There was nobody in Hazard who had more pressure on them and felt more pressure and was more stressed than Cooter Davenport. Because, if he couldn't get the General Lee back out on the road, all heck would break loose. Boss Hogg would run rampant with his power. He'd be drunk with power. Roscoe would become untethered. So it was always very important for Cooter to be ready to go to get the Duke boys back out on the road. Because you can't, the Duke boys wouldn't be able to do what they did if they were driving Daisy's Jeep. Or
no.
Uncle Jesse's F-100.
They needed
the General Lee. So
Ben
Jones, our one and only guy, he's Cooter, and he is 83.
I love Wisconsin. I love coming here. I perform here a lot because I've discovered that you people apparently have some sort of federal grant for drinking. You're insane. You pay less for liquor than anybody I know anywhere in the country. Nobody pays less for liquor than you.
Lewis Black talking about Wisconsinites.
Well, he's pretty accurate.
Yeah. Yeah, he likes to use his hand gestures. He's been on The Daily Show. He is 76.
Hello.
Isn't this great?
We're Ira and Barry Shalowitz.
Ira and Barry, that's like the ice cream.
No, that's us. We make Ira and Barry's ice cream.
Really? I love that ice cream. But on the commercials, it's a different Iron Barry. It's too...
Good-looking guys.
Models.
If it was us, could you eat?
Another City Slickers clip here today. That's David Paymer. He was Ira.
Yes.
Of the Barry and Ira combo there. David Paymer, stand-up comedian and actor. He's reached the 70 plateau. The commish...
Send Princess Morton in. Her commissioner awaits.
We spend more than our share of taxes in this town. Mayor Hinton is my friend. So I would think that your officers could restrain their little ticket-writing activities when it comes to my Mercedes.
Good morning.
The commish wasn't going to put up with any of her crap.
No, didn't sound like it.
Michael Chiklis. He was the commish. He was the Shield.
Yes.
He was the Thing.
The Thing in the Fantastic Four.
Exactly. Yeah. He was in an early episode of Seinfeld where they had a party at his house. Michael Chiklis is 61. I think it was that house where the dingo ate your baby, I believe, on Seinfeld fame. So happy birthday, Michael Chiklis, 61. Never been kissed, never been kissed, never been kissed like this. 53 for Cherie Austin. Never been touched, never been touched, baby, till I felt your touch. Had a few songs we played here on Bob FM.
You'll be surprised to know I introduced her.
Lucky in Love.
She wasn't very friendly.
She wasn't friendly to you? What did you say to her? You made a pass?
I might have. I don't remember. It was pretty much a brief meeting, but yeah. she wasn't overly cordial.
Well, that's a shame.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Cherie, don't call me Cherie Austin.
Right.
Here today. Maybe that's what
actress.
You did. Did you call her Cherie?
I might. No, I didn't.
Cherie.
She was a child actress as well. She was on one of them shows.
Who's the Boss?
Who's the Boss?
She,
yeah, I think
wasn't
right.
she? She was one of the friends to
Samantha. I think so.
Cherie Austin is 53 today.
Wake up.
What?
Are you Princess Fiona?
I am. Awaiting a knight so bold as to rescue me.
Oh, that's nice. Now let's go.
But wait, Sir Knight. This beeth our first meeting. Should it not be a wonderful, romantic moment?
Yeah. Sorry, lady. There's
hey,
no time.
Wait, what are you
so,
doing?
You can still see through the knight's mask just how hideous Shrek is, and she still wanted to have a romantic moment. What's going on there?
Well, it's
More about the situation than the looks, I believe.
It's a great mystery, yes.
Yes, Cameron Diaz doing the voice of Fiona. Of course, she was in Something About Mary and My Best Friend's Wedding. And she's been in a lot of things. She's 52 today. You.
Gone, but not forgotten. We got quite a list here in the gone category. We thank Mary Shelley for writing Frankenstein, the book. Without that, we might not have had Young Frankenstein, the movie. And then we would all be disappointed. Born on this day, 1797. We've mentioned him when he was a character in a movie, but the real R.H. Macy, Roland H., who opened the department stores, was born on this day, 1822. And our first lady of the day, only two names, but at least they're both first. Ellen Arthur, married to Chester Arthur, 1837. All right, let's get into our first audio. Raymond Massey was on several things and born on this day in 1896.
How the West was won.
Here, too, were the North, Andy Devine, and the South, Russ Tamblyn. And the famous of history, John Wayne as General William Tecumseh Sherman, Henry Morgan as General Ulysses S. Grant, and Raymond Massey as Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, he played Abe Lincoln in How the West Was Won.
Sweet. What a great role and an opportunity for Raymond Massey, 1896. She'll always be Hazel to me. Academy Award-winning actress Shirley Booth, 1898.
Who's the gal? It's everybody's pal. It's Hazel.
Stevie theme time.
She's the one can make the sun begin to glow.
Every single TV housekeeper that came after her has everything to thank to Hazel. They have to thank Hazel for everything. She laid the groundwork for Mrs. Garrett, for Alice, Florence on the Jeffersons, all of them.
And what a theme that is. She would take care of Mr. B. That was Hazel, actress Shirley Booth. Roy Wilkins is, he's kind of like one of us. He moved to St. Paul when he was four after his mom tragically died and was raised here. Of course, we have the Roy Wilkins Auditorium, a civil rights pioneer and leader for many, many years, born on this day, 1901. Speaking of great housekeepers, you know, Bub and Uncle Charlie, pretty good for Fred McMurray, who was, of course, on My Three Sons. And many other things. Fred McMurray, 1908.
You know, Ernie, we're never really alone, even though it seems that way sometimes. We have friends who remember us and who think about us. And you have a lot of friends, Ernie. You have Uncle Charlie and Robbie and Chip and me and Cramp and Wilson. And you have a lot of friends in school. Well, I bet you know all kinds of kids who miss you when you're absent for one day.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, Ernie, eventually he stayed with the Douglases, of course. And, you know, Ernie usually wore glasses. In that scene, he wasn't wearing glasses. And any scene that he wasn't wearing glasses, Ernie from My Three Sons, you could tell he was blind as a bat.
Right.
You could tell he just the way he squinted and everything. So he couldn't tell if he was talking to either his future dad, adoptive dad, or if he was talking to Uncle Charlie. He just couldn't tell.
Yeah, it was hard to tell.
Couldn't see. It could have been Tramp, too. Who knows?
Could have been. Fred McMurray, the patriarch there, born on this day, 1908. Maybe the greatest hitter of all time. I think if you factor everything in, it's hard to deny the splendid splinter, Ted Williams, born on this day, 1918. And his head is still frozen somewhere, cryogenically. Kitty Wells is a pretty good country singer, and she was born on this day, 1919.
Until the trade winds bring him home to stay, I'll live in heartbreak, USA.
Boy, in the 1950s, Jim, there might have been no better female country singer than the great Kitty Wells.
You ever let a geisha girl get your heart in a whirl, Neil?
You really should do it at least once. Yeah,
do it at least once.
I plan on it.
Yeah.
Bill Daly was a pretty good actor from I Dream of Jeannie, the Bob Newhart show. Great character. 1927.
Major Healy.
Go ahead, give him a wish.
All I want is one wish. You're going to give me a wish?
One now, don't go crazy.
Go crazy! I'm the richest man in the whole world. Oh, my rich yacht chateau.
Who didn't love Major Healy, right?
You had to. He was great. Bill Daly played that role so well. Born on this day, 1927. Founding member of the Mamas and the Papas, John Phillips, 1935.
It's all ended in working for a penny, trying to get a fish on the line. And after every number they pass at, Quinn and McGuire's just getting hired in L.A., you know where that's at.
What about
and
the
no
great
one's getting fat except
Mamas
Mama
and Papas. He was one of the Papas, John Phillips, 1935. The fine pitcher and father of Tim McGraw, Tug, you gotta believe, part of that Phillies World Series champion team in 1980. Tug McGraw, 1944. And from the Mod Squad and then later Twin Peaks, Peggy Lipton was Julie, and she was born on this day, 1946. Another outstanding TV theme. You gotta like Link, Pete, and Julie from the Mod Squad. That is Peggy Lipton, born on this day, 1946. And they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Your staff didn't forget anybody. Maybe they're the ones working on the phones.
Hey, I think they probably are.
Yeah, exactly.
So our apologies to our friends at Weatherology and Jim Rich for not being able to have working phones. We took some sort of a storm lightning hit, and the phone system is on to Fritz. We'll get her fixed. We'll be back. We'll be back up and running here very shortly. All right, time for a Bobathon live from the fair. Jim will take it from here. Is it going to be Alan Jackson Chattahoochee, Oak Ridge Boys leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight, or Miranda Lambert and White Liar?
You just can't go wrong with the Oak Ridge Boys.
All righty. We'll see you at the fair, everybody.
WQPM Princeton, WLKX Forest Lake, KDDG Albany, KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud, KDGY Faribault, KLCI Elk River, KLCI HD1 Elk River, Minneapolis St. Paul, Bob FM, broadcasting.